there's one gig in particular that I've been kind of vying for a very long time, and that's a biopic that's going to be directed by Russell Crowe about the late comedian Bill Hicks, who died in 1994, whom, incidentally, I did stand-up comedy in Seattle for a few years, and much of my style and material was really inspired by Bill. I actually was working at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in 2005. During that time, I started listening to Bill Hicks, and I just became obsessed. I hesitate to use the term kindred spirit, but I did feel like I had a kindred spirit in Bill, because I remember having a very similar sense of humor and outlook to him, like kind of through my adolescence and on through my formative years. And remember more or less indirectly quoting Bill without even having ever heard of him or heard any of his material before. And it really was kind of a trip. So I started doing stand-up and had a decidedly Hicks flavor, but it was always intentional, and I made no secret of the fact that I was doing that. And then about 2008, Russell Crowe announced that he was going to be playing Bill Hicks. And I went, pew. But I kept going anyway, and I think around 2009, I quit doing stand-up because, quite frankly, comedians are ridiculously depressing to be around. Like, as individuals, they're a kick in the pants, and they speak a very distinct language. Like, they speak in jokes. That's how they communicate with each other. It's fascinating, because everybody's trying to one-up each other. So it can be very competitive on one hand, but on the other hand, it can be very, very exhausting, because I'm like, you know, can we just drop the veil for a second and have an actual talk about life or art or whatever the heck, or food? I don't care. And I don't want to say, like, there's the old comedian stigma that every comedian has something very deeply wrong with them, and I don't think that's entirely true, but I think with any artist, artists, for the most part, are inherently damaged people to a certain extent. Robin Williams said, comedians' comedy, they're funny, comes from one of two places, and that's either anger or sadness. And that's, I mean, that's, there's a lot more to it than that, but it's very, very, very true, and I know it's definitely true for me. My comedy was decidedly angry, and that was, to me, was sort of an outlet for my volatility. But every comedian is just either angry or sad, and it really became sort of depressing and a bummer to be around. Just sitting in a dark comedy room, people are just chain-smoking and drinking like fish and just talking and comedically musing on how horrible their lives are, and I'm just like, I can't do this because life is beautiful, you know? Like, I may be an outward cynic, but I'm an internal optimist. And I was like, God, I think the more I hang out with this crowd, the more I'm just kind of becoming that which I know I'm not. But anyway, around 2011, I want to say, I was in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I looked on Rotten Tomatoes, and they had posted an article from Empire Magazine, and it was announced that Russell Crowe was no longer going to be playing Bill, but instead he was going to direct it. So the role was essentially up for grabs. I got super excited, and I was like, I have to submit for this. I absolutely have to. I will hate myself for the rest of my life if I don't. So I got on the horn with my agent back in Seattle and said, you know, this, I want to prepare for this. Can you guys help me film it? They said, sure, it's a 1,000,000-to-1 long shot. There's not a whole heck of a lot that we can do on our end. So, you know, through various online sources, I managed to get Russell Crowe's agent info, contact info, his publicist, even his legal team. And I went back to Seattle and filmed about a 12-minute audition piece. And it was kind of a reenactment of a couple of Bill interviews and the first 7 to 8 minutes of his swan song album, Rant in E Minor. So anyway, I did that and I shot it off to him. I actually very fortunately had an opportunity to correspond via Twitter. By correspond, I mean stalk and pester relentlessly the screenwriter Mark Stauffer, who apparently is an old school chum of Russell's. I don't know. I mean, it's anyone's guess what the tone of the film is actually going to be. Who knows? But Bill was a renegade comic because a lot of the stuff that he talked about in his stand-up wasn't funny. It was the way he delivered it that was funny. But if you look at it and strip it away, really was more his wacky physicality and the voices that he used to make comedic chestnuts. This is what Richard Beltzer said. He was able to make comedic chestnuts out of complex issues. It was the way he delivered it that was funny, though. Like, if you were to read it on paper, you'd be like, God, that's not funny at all. So I'm in the process of doing another one. I'm going to do another tape. That's kind of what's going to take my focus, at least for the next month or two. That's the big one. And whatever theatrical work I can manage to nab, hey, why not? You know, I'm like sipping an empty coffee cup. There's no coffee in here, and yet I'm bringing it to my mouth just because that's what you do during interviews. You like make your point and you punctuate it with a sip. So anyway, you know, life, and there you go. That's the way it is, period. That's some good coffee.